Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Nun Zayin. We are starting near the top with Halacha Zayin and Filter's daf. It's right at the top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So the Mishnah says Amas Hamayim Shehiyo Iveres B'Chatzer, a stream of water that's going through a chatzer. This is prime real estate. It's a beautiful idyllic setting. We have homes in a nice quiet chatzer with a bubbling brook running through it. Says the Mishnah Ein Mimalan Mimena B'Shabbes. No filling up water from the stream on Shabbos. Elim Kein Asula Mechitza Gvaya Asar Tefachim Kenisu B'Yitzia. Unless a mechitza of 10 tefachim height is made for the stream where it comes into the chatzer and where it leaves. Now this stream is coming from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and actually it's considered a karmelis in and of itself because it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. And really, al pi halacha, anything that's in the chatzer is considered to be Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The only reason why we need mechitzas is for a heker, so that it looks like the stream is starting and ending in the chatzer, and therefore as long as a mechitza of 10 tefachim is put up where it enters and where it leaves the chatzer, no problem, you could fill up water from it on Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'asa ba'ama shel avel shahayu malin mena al pi zakeinu b'Shabbos. There's a story with a stream of water in this place called Avel. It was a city that they used to fill water up from it on Shabbos, and they didn't have mechitzas. They relied on the mechitzas of the chatzer to say this water flowing through the chatzer is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and they didn't put up any special mechitzas. So Amar Lo, the Chum told him, no, that's because there wasn't the proper shear. It wasn't 10 by 4, and therefore it's not a karmelis, so we don't have these issues. That's the reason why they didn't have a mechitza. But if it was 10 by 4, of course you need a mechitza. Now the Gemara further clarifies, Masnisa Bamuka Asar of Rachav Arba. The Mishnah is talking about where the stream is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, as we had said, that's a karmelis, and it uproots it mikan to mikan. It's open from here and there, which means it comes into the chatzer and leaves the chatzer, and that's why I have to put up these mechitzas here, as we explained in the Mishnah. However, if it doesn't leave the chatzer, it only comes in but doesn't leave. For example, maybe the trickle of water is very slow, and there's a lot of people in the chatzer who use it, and maybe there's even a bar that holds all the excess water, so then it's just a Rosh Hashanah Yachid like the bar in the previous Mishnah, and doesn't need any tikkun. Now we move on to discuss another case, which actually over here we're going to see is clear. We're talking about a mavoi, nifrat some ruach achas. Let's say the stream flows into a mavoi and it's breached from one side. So nois and lechi v'kayr mikan, he has to place a lechi or a kayr over there. And the chiddush over here is that even though they put a mechitza inside the stream itself, like we mentioned in our Mishnah, you have to do that, only enables one to draw water from the stream. The problem is the stream is coming into the mavoi and it's breached in that area that it's coming in. So we need to put up a lechi or a kayr there to enable carrying in the mavoi. And furthermore, which is really something that follows, nifrat some mikan umikan. If there's a breach in the chatzar here and there, where the water comes in and where it leaves, so that's considered a mavoi mefuleshes. Nois and lechi v'kar mikan, he has to put up a lechi v'kar on one side, vois a tzuras pesach mikan, and he has to put up a tzuras pesach on the other side of the mavoi. As we know, when we have a mavoi mefulesh, it's open on both ends, we have to make a tzuras pesach on one end, and only then we can just put up an individual lechi v'kar on the other. But now going back to our chatzar case, the Gemara asks, doesn't it turn out that we have two reshuyos using one reshus without an eruv? In the picture that we drew in our minds, we have this great gurgling stream meandering through a chatzar, homes on this side of it and homes on that side of it. And the problem is, since it's 10 by 4, that's considered a proper mechitza going through the chatzer, dividing this into two chatzeros, which we learned about previously. They would have to make two separate eruvin, and they would not be allowed to take water from here. That's two reshuyos using the same reshus. How is that permitted? So basically, we're going to answer this Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Tifter, we can explain as follows, Shahu Bata Mitzad Echad, where there was only homes on one side of the stream, as we don't have this issue. Now we continue discussing Pshita Hadam Milsa. The following thing is obvious, that Amukah Asar of Einur Chav Arba, if it's 10 deep, but it's not 4 wide, Mutal Tatal. It's mutter not only to be metatal in the stream, but also to fill up water from the stream, and that's because it's a makam patur, it's not 4 tefachim wide, and so it's completely batal to the chatzer. Now, Rechava Arbav Eina Mukasara, if it's 4 tefachim wide, but not 10 tefachim deep, so Pshita Shemutal Taltal, it's obvious that you're allowed to be metatal inside this area itself, because it's obvious that when you're standing inside, it's not 10 tefachim deep, so we don't have any issues there. But the question is, Ma'ol Amalais, what about filling up from it? Because even though it's not a karmelis, because it's not 10 tefachim deep, since it's 4 tefachim wide, and you can't tell that it's not 10 tefachim deep from the outside, maybe we should be geyser that it's usher to fill up, because people are going to think that you're filling up from a karmelis into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Rav Chinah Amar Mutter, he says Mutter, whereas Mana Amar Asar, he says Asar, and it seems to be the Masnisa Pligar Rav Mana that our Mishnah is not like Rav Mana, because Nun Zayin Beis on the top, Amru Loi, the Chum, told Rabbi Yehuda the reason why in this place, Avel, they were allowed to draw water from the stream without making mechitzas is Mnei Shalai by Kashir, because it didn't have the proper shear, which means in our Havamina is that Loi Haisa Loi Amukah Asara V'Loi Rechav Arba, it wasn't 10 tefachim deep or 4 tefachim wide. Now this mashma, pay attention to the following girsa change. Aval im loy haisa muka asara v'ruchav arba asar, that if it wasn't 10 tefachim deep but it was 4 tefachim wide, it would be also to draw water from here without mechitzas. So we clearly see that Rav Man is wrong. Answers the Gemara that no, v'afil ruchav arba v'ina muka asara mutter, it could be even if it's 4 wide and not 10 tefachim deep, it would be mutter, and ma dahava ovda hava ovda, whatever the story over there was, that's a story, and we can't learn anything from that story beyond what actually happened. And moving right to halacha ches, continue to discuss another water case. The Mishnah Mishnah says, Kitzaitzra shehila malam min hayam, a protrusion, like a board or a porch of sorts, which is above the sea, in malam min b'Shabbos, no filling up water from it on Shabbos. So imagine that we have a house built up right against the sea or right up against the river. The guy's window opens up right over the water, and there's a board or a porch without railings jutting out right from his window. Now, really, it'd be pretty simple. All he has to do is make a hole in this board, lower a bucket through it to the water underneath. He's able to draw water. That's a great source right for him. Doesn't have to go out to the well to get water. The Mishnah is telling us he can't fill water up from it on Shabbos because, as we already learned, the sea or river would be a karmelis, and he's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so he can't transfer from the karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, how would he be able to do this? Elim kin also lamechitza gabay asar tefachim. It would have to be that he makes mechitzas of 10 tefachim bin milamalan bin milamaton, whether above or below, which means either in the water itself he has mechitzas of 10 by 4, or right above the water, which is right underneath his board. Within these mechitzas are Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and we say good asik, extending the walls all the way up to the porch. That's if these mechitzas are in the water, or we would say good aches, which would lower the mechitzas to the water. And it means that when he puts his bucket through these mechitzas, as long as they're one Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and that's the way he's able to draw water. And v'chein shtei kitzutzriya zulamal mizu, same thing if we have two porches or two of these protrusions, one above the other. Also l'yoyin avloy, also l'tachtoyna, let's say the upper one made these mechitzas, the lower one did not. Shtein asuris ad shirivu, both of them are also to draw water until they make an eruv together. Just imagine we have our house built up against the river, against the ocean, and we have two apartments, an upper level and a lower level. Both guys have windows right above each other. They have boards protruding. There's a hole made in the top one and in the bottom, perfectly aligned. And only the top guy, and really Rechaim Kanievsky explains, it could even be the bottom guy, made these 10x4 mechitzas coming out of his porch. Neither of them are allowed to draw water from it because this is considered a shared reshus, because the upper one is bringing the water through the lower one's reshus, and the lower one is bringing the water through the upper one's reshus because the upper one was the one that made mechitzas, or it's a shared reshus, and therefore they're not allowed to draw water even though they have these mechitzas, unless they make an eruv with each other. Now the Gemara clarifies, Reb Zera quotes Reb Yehuda b'shem Rav, v'hu shetei mechitzam shukas b'mayim kemoloi hadli, these mechitzas that this guy's making have to be in the water, the depth of a bucket, which we learned previously is 4 tefachim, and that's because we needed to be clear that these mechitzas were made for this purpose of drawing water, therefore they have to be a little bit in the water. Now we're not going to be guards the next line, avoloi nimsa shtei rishuyas mishtamshes b'rishus achas, and here we have Amrav Huna, which is saying not like Rav, v'hu shetei mechitzam b'sach shleshet tefachim l'chatzaitzra, that we can actually have the mechitzas within 3 tefachim of the porch or of this board. In other words, according to him, the mechitzas don't need to be in the water. They could be connected to the underside of the porch, or as he just said, at least within 3 tefachim of the porch, because over there as well, it's clear that they are there for the purpose of drawing water, and again, they don't have to be in the water. Now, Tani, we have a b'riser of Chananya ben Akavi Omer. He tells us, Kitzaitzra shehila malam min hayam, this board or this porch that's jutting out of the house above the sea, all he has to do is as follows. He doesn't have to make mechitzas. Paichas is maziva mishal shom male. He could just make a hole in the floor and lower his bucket through that hole, fill it up from the river, no problem, no need to make mechitzas that are 10x4. Now, how does this work? So, Yaakov Bracha says, B'shem Rav Yossa, V'hu sheyesh b'nekev arba tefachim. First of all, this hole that he's making has to be at least 4x4 tefachim, so that's where we get our 4 tefachim from. And also, Nunchas Amun Alpha on the top, V'hu sheyesh b'y roichav arba, the whole width, meaning the whole area of this porch, has to be 4x4 amos. And how does that help? Because in this situation, V'hu sheyu mechitzas gvayas asara, turns out the mechitzas are actually 10 tefachim tall. How does that work? So, if we have a board which is 4x4 amos, that means it's 24x24 tefachim. Now, if we make a hole in the middle that's 4x4, so if we measure till the ends of the board from the hole, we get 10 tefachim to each of the ends. Then we do something which is called kaif, chaf, vav, fe. We imaginarily bend this board downwards as if it was walls around this 4x4 hole, and now it turns out that we actually have mechitzos that are 10 tefachim long, and they're surrounding an area of 4x4 tefachim. And then, of course, we would say good aches, and then we would lower these mechitzas as if they're in the water, and the whole chiddush of Chananya ben Akavya is that he holds kaif vigud. We can imaginarily bend the porch downwards as if it's mechitzos, and we could apply good aches, extending it into the water. Whereas according to the Tanah of Mishnah, we only say good and not kaif, therefore we actually have to physically build mechitzos, and only then we're able to say good aches. And we have one more shtick, if you will, Taman Amri, over there in Bavel, they say, afilu ein mechitzos gvayis asara, even if the mechitzos are not going to end up being 10 tefachim, nasas kemishameres chad, we view it like it's a sharp mishameres. If you have Rucham Kanievsky's Pirish over here, there's this little V picture, as you see. Mishameres is like a funnel. In other words, according to the Chum of Bavel, it doesn't even have to be that the mechitzas are 10x4 by imaginarily bending them down. They could even reach to some sort of point, like a funnel shape, and that's sufficient as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.